This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Rob, can we help this individual? I'm going to tell you what this person asked, because it seems like a real genuine question, so I want to help. The person texted and asked, they said, I have a question. I was like, well, I'll try to help you. Person then replied and said, can I call? And I was like, no, I don't think we're taking any calls. This was their question, Rob. Dang, well, okay, I'll text it to you. I'm in two different fantasy leagues, and I want to know who you guys top pick would be. You know what? I'll help you. Rob, who would your top pick be in a fantasy league?
If I had the number one overall pick?
If you had the number one overall pick.
Bijan Robinson.
Okay. I would select Justin Jefferson. Feels like a good pick.
That's also a good pick.
That's all I got for you.
Jamar Chase also be a good pick.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. Those seem like good fantasy ideas. So hopefully we helped you. I'm here to help people. That's what I'm here to do. HUD tells me it's about people. So sometimes we just have to take time out of our day to help people. 913-586-7965. We have a lot of things to get into in today's show. We are going to try to get to all of those things in the next 20 minutes. Let's start with the number one thing that I want to talk about in the 5 o'clock hour. It is related to Rashee Rice. We got a chance to talk about this very briefly at the end of the show on Friday. It wasn't nearly enough time. Now we got time. This is the latest from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. He believes that the NFL is looking for a lengthy suspension for Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice pled guilty last month to two third-degree felony charges stemming from a car crash at high speeds back in March of 2024. The expectation is Rashee Rice is going to be suspended for a portion of the 2025 season. The question now is how much? My understanding is the NFL initially proposed a lengthy suspension, double-digit games for Rashee Rice. The players' union and Rashee Rice's attorney and agents argued for a much shorter suspension, in part because there is no precedent for suspending someone for over half the season in a case like this. So as you mentioned, there is a September 30th hearing set before former federal judge Sue L. Robinson, who previously heard the initial Deshaun Watson case several years ago here. But there is still a possibility that the sides could come together and agree to a settlement on a suspension that would allow Rice to be suspended at the start of the season. If not, then he would be eligible for at least those first three games. But given the fact that not only the decision-making process, but potential appeals could extend that process into October or November if it goes before Judge Robinson, this is something then that could potentially jeopardize his availability for the postseason. A lot to consider as this case moves forward.
All right. I know we have a lot of things to get into. I won't spend the whole 20 minutes talking about this. Check out the podcast page if you missed it. Rashee Rice should be suspended. What he did is very, very serious. There is also not a precedent of suspending a player for the amount of time that was discussed in that audio clip that is not an abuser. Since 2018, the only player to be suspended more than 8 games that was not related to gambling has been Deshaun Watson. Now, we don't have to go back and go through every individual off-the-field incident for a football player. Some of them involve women. Some of them involve gambling. There's a lot of them. Unless you are very abusive to women and or damage the integrity of the game, you get less than 8 games. I think the NFL is overstepping their bounds here just a little bit, and they are trying to create a precedent for a situation that I'm not really sure if you need to create a precedent. I think that there is already wording for this in the NFL handbook. This is a violation of the player personal conduct policy. That's a 6-game suspension. Now, if you want to maybe tack in a couple of games because of the fleeing the scene, that all makes sense to me. 8 to me is the limit I would accept if I'm the Chiefs. I don't think he is going to get more than 8 games from the judge. If the judge reviewed all of the evidence with Deshaun Watson and gave him a 6-game suspension, I don't know if Suelle Robinson is going to come to the conclusion that Rashee Rice should get 10 games. If she comes to that conclusion, I would be worried about it because I don't know if Rashee Rice is playing anytime soon. If she sat there and went through all of the evidence and talked to people associated with the Deshaun Watson case and came to the conclusion that that was just a violation of the player personal conduct policy and a 6-game suspension, and if she rules harsher than that for Rashee Rice, I'd be worried about it. I think the best interest for everybody, the best interest for the Chiefs, the best interest for Rashee, the best interest for the team, the best interest for the league is to simply reach a settlement before the start of the season. At this point, we are not talking about if he is going to be suspended. I don't even think we're talking about just a 2 or 3 game suspension. If that's what you thought in this, if the NFL tells you they want double-digit games, they ain't letting them just miss 2 games. So we're talking about a substantial that's going to hurt a little bit. It should hurt a little bit when you did what Rashee Rice was found guilty of doing. Not accused, but found guilty of doing. I just don't think that the NFL is in a place to now give out a 10-12-game suspension when the people who have gotten that have been Greg Hardy, when the people who have gotten that have been Deshaun Watson. Very, very serious crimes against women. I just don't think that's what it is. So I don't think that we can use that as a baseline, as a precedent for this case. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anybody can tell you they know what's going to happen with Rashee Rice. There's no comparison to this in the National Football League. Every time you kind of think you have an idea of what they're going to do, they always end up throwing a curveball in this. I didn't think the league was going for him like this. It sounds to me like the league wants to make him pay. It sounds to me like the league wants to send a message regarding this suspension, and we'll see if they went out. Suelle Robinson said that Deshaun Watson should be suspended for 6 games. The league thought that he should get a full season suspension. They agreed on 11. Now, what do you get here? Does she say 6? The league thinks 12, and they agree on 10? Again, none of us are going to know until September 30th and the ruling, and then we get more information. That's why I think if you're the Chiefs, that's why I think if you're Rashee Rice, your best interest is just to agree from the very beginning of the season. Agree to a 6-game suspension. 6-8. You miss the first half of the season. It puts you back in time to potentially play in the Buffalo game, the most important game of the season. But it also lines up where you can play the second half of the season and you can play enough games to be physically ready to compete to help this team go on another Super Bowl run. That's what I would try to focus on, because the worst thing that could now happen for Rashee Rice is, let's say you let this thing go to September 30th. Let's say it takes 4 or 5 days for us to get back. You then don't like the ruling. You want to appeal the ruling. The league wants to appeal the ruling. There's then more back and forth. And then now it's week 11 of the NFL season. They hit you with the 8-game suspension. That's not what you want to have happen if you are the Kansas City Chiefs. So just take your medicine now. You know you got to take your medicine at some point. We don't know when, but we know you got to take your medicine. Just take it now. Just get out the way. Take your 7-game suspension, be back for the 2 games before the Buffalo game, and let's go on with the rest of our lives. and let's make better decisions. Let's make better choices. That would be my advice if Rashee Rice came to me asking what he should do. So that's one of the top stories right now in Kansas City. I'll get you another one. Felix Onyedike Uzomah, he is heading to the injured reserve list. His season is done.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. I mean, that's, you know, he's worked hard, so we'll see where it goes. I can't tell you how long it's going to be, but any time for that is disappointing for him, I know, because he works so stinking hard.
So that was Andy Reid today. They are putting Felix Onyedike Uzomah on the IR list. So I looked this up just because I wanted to be informed myself. So you can designate 8 players who go on the IR to come back throughout the season. Now, I don't believe they're putting him on this list. I feel like by now that would have been communicated to us that, hey, he's going to miss the first 4 games of the season. We're going to designate him able to come back. That's what happened last year with Hollywood Brown. He was on the list, but he was one of the players that they kind of protected in that sense. That's why he could come back so late in the season. Doesn't sound like they're going to do that with Felix. It sounds like that's going to be his season. So he has now played 3 years in the National Football League or been in the NFL for 3 years. He has 3 sacks and has made 3 starts and has 40 tackles in his career. This just goes to show you the power of Brett Veach, the power of winning, and the benefit of doubt and good credit that they have built up. Felix Onyedike is one of the worst draft picks that they have ever made. And I don't mean just like Brett Veach. I mean like period in the history of the Chiefs. If they had an all-bust team, he would be starting on that team. He has 2.5 sacks, 3 sacks in the first 2 years, and now is going to miss the entire third season. It could not have possibly gone any worse than it's gone for Felix Onyedike Uzomah. None of it matters. No one cares. I don't even care. The Chiefs have been so good that they essentially threw away a first-round draft pick in 2023, and it has had no effect on the rest of their team. Now, sure, you got to go out in free agency, and maybe you wouldn't have brought back Charles Omenihu if Felix had been good. Maybe you would have done this differently or this differently. Like, yeah, we can play that game. But just think about it. Like, right now, if I suggested that the Chiefs use one of their first-round picks to trade for an established player in the league, the overwhelming sentiment would be, that's way too expensive. No, we never give up a first-round pick. They're way too valuable. The Chiefs just lit one of those on fire at one of the most important positions on the field. He has never helped them win a game. He has never been instrumental in them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Winning a game, and no one cares. It does not matter. That is something you only get when you have been as successful as the Chiefs have been. That's the only way that it matters, if that's the case. I mean, kind of the same thing for Sky Moore. Now, the Sky Moore thing's a little bit differently because they've drafted at his position and they've gotten it right. I think we all know that you're not going to hit on 100% of your draft picks. So, I mean, they've spent over the last, 3 drafts, they have spent a first-round pick and 2 second-round picks on wide receiver. They have hit on 2 of them and missed on the other. I mean, you'll take that. I don't have an issue with that. That's kind of the game. You're not going to go 100% from the field when talking about draft picks. Rashee Rice looks like a legitimate number one slash high two in the league. And Xavier Worthy's a very productive wide receiver. So if you take three swings, you hit on two of them, you have a nice 2-for-3 day. You can live with that. The Felix is just a miss. Like, you can't even dress that up as a possible. That's one of the bigger misses that they've had. It is a Breland Speaks, Ryan Sims level miss. And it will just not be discussed that way. That's the beauty of Pat. We were talking about this earlier, and someone was like, you know, what's the numbers between Sky Moore and John Baldwin? John Baldwin was actually better than what Sky Moore has been. Like, he has 100 more yards and has more touchdowns in his career. One of them got to play with Pat. And when you get to be around Pat and you get the shine of being on those teams, we just remember you very, very differently. If FAU, like, let's say that the FAU pick had happened in 1995, he'd be some of you guys' least favorite player. We'd laugh at that player. The way you laugh at Ryan Sims or some of the players that don't matter. You're on this team. You got a ring still. You're part of those teams. It's just very, very different. So sad to hear that about Felix Onyedike. Was certainly hoping that he was going to have a good year. I've got my suspicions. Like, I mean, they're not even open, it sounds like, to giving you a chance to come back. Like, they left the door open for Hollywood Brown and left it open the entire season. Hollywood Brown didn't come back until December. We were talking about the middle of the season. When could he come back? When could he help? They were always going to accept him back. It sounds to me like they've already closed the door. I wonder if they were planning on cutting him. Or they just needed that roster spot. He was on the fringe, and they asked him to take a Tyler Bray. You guys remember that back in the day? Back in the day with Tyler Bray, he would just have a magical elbow injury and just be out. And like, okay, all right. So I think we can go ahead and we can remove the possibility of them picking up his fifth-year option. That's over. And next year is going to be the last season for Felix Onyedike if he's even on the team. I don't know if he's coming back. Like, I would not be surprised in the least bit if they just move forward. You would have to think that they draft a defensive lineman, or it ends up working out. Maybe Ashton Gelati has a really good year. Omar Norman Lott has a really good year. You're also going to need to go in the draft. Dana's on a final year of his deal. Charles Omenihu. So they probably end up either in free agency spending money or a draft pick. I don't know if Felix has a job left with the Kansas City Chiefs after this news.
I understand where that sentiment comes from. But when was the last time the Chiefs just gave up on a first-round pick before he got through the 4 years? Like, he will not play year three. He will still have next year under contract. Maybe they cut him at the end of next preseason. Maybe they move on. But man, the Chiefs don't really cut first-round picks. Like, even Clyde Edwards-Helaire got the fifth year, and I think he even got a sixth year. Now, that was some off-the-field circumstance, but they don't really cut guys when they're on their rookie deal still. It's not really a thing for the Chiefs.
I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire could at least help them in some capacity. Like, Clyde Edwards-Helaire could still kind of play a little bit. This is a guy that doesn't get on the field. He doesn't get on the field. He has less than 40 tackles in his career. He has 3 sacks in 2 seasons. He was looking like he was going to be your third-string defensive end this year. Like, if we go back and look at the depth chart, the preseason depth chart, the second week, how many D linemen do we think were ahead of him? 5? 6? We're saying you were a first-round pick heading into your third year. This is go time. This is go time. And we think you were the 5th or 6th defensive lineman? He might be back. I mean, we know they're not picking up his fifth-year option. There's no reason to pick up his fifth-year option. So he is entering the final year of a contract. He is absolutely on the list of guys who can get cut next season. So we'll see how things go. I do want to talk about Kingsley Suamataia here for a little bit before we got to sign off. We're going to hand things off to Vern coming up in just a little bit. It's funny because I think that, like, Kingsley and FAU should probably be viewed the exact same way. But I think the big difference is the Chiefs kind of label Kingsley as next. I don't think they really said it as much as their actions. Kingsley, from, I would say, May of last year up until September of last year, they treated like he was their left tackle of the future. He got every rep. Rob, you remember heading into training camp last year, you and I thought that they were going to have a position battle at left tackle between him and Wanya Morris. It was never a battle. They gave Kingsley the job. He started week one. They moved like Kingsley was a starting caliber left tackle in the National Football League, and they quit that experiment
6 quarters into the start of the season and never consider going back. They desperately need, they would have rather had signed DJ Humphreys, who was coming off a serious leg injury, who didn't play the first 3 months of the season. They were willing to give him a chance to play left tackle before they gave Kingsley a second chance to play left tackle. So I think part of the reason we talk about Kingsley the way that we do is first impressions. The first impression for FAU was he's never made an impression. He's always been kind of out of sight, out of mind. We've always looked at this as, hey, this is kind of Clark Hunt's pet project. There was this player that was from the city. They wanted this cool moment. We had the draft. They got him. And then we've never seen him. We've never discussed him. We've never talked about him. He's just kind of been out of sight, out of mind. Kingsley's always been front and center. He's always been in your face. So last year they tried the left tackle thing. It failed miserably. It could not have gone any worse. And this year at left guard, it's been a little bit hit or miss. If they had treated Kingsley more like how they treated FAU, and we just didn't see him last year, and now he was getting his chances, I think people would talk about Kingsley very, very differently. But that's not how it's gone. It's been very hit or miss so far in the preseason. So he played 10 snaps on Friday night. He played 10 snaps. He was their highest graded offensive player. He had the lowest pass block rate. He rated 28.4. I want to let you know that this is out of 100. He rated 28.4. There was not another player on the field that was below a 72. Now, it's a very limited sample. It's just 10 plays. But when it came to run blocking, he was pretty good. He had an 89.2. I only bring this up is because, for the most part, every spot on the Chiefs is filled. We didn't really spend a lot of time talking about position battles this year, because you don't have position battles when you won the AFC 3 consecutive years and you went to 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls. You're not interested in position battles. That's a Cleveland Browns thing to have, especially when you have the amount of continuity that the Chiefs have. You know the Chiefs roster. Even if you didn't watch a second of training camp, you haven't read anything about it, if you watched the Chiefs at any point last year, you know their team. They have a position battle at one position on the field. It's his job. They're not getting rid of Josh Simmons. He ain't going nowhere. They spent a first-round pick. They love him. They've already paid their center. They paid their right guard. Their right tackle's the second-highest-paid player on the team this year. Those guys aren't going anywhere. The only player right now on the entire Chiefs roster who is in a potential of losing their job is Kingsley Suamataia. He's the only one. Jalen Moore is waiting for you to mess up. Waiting. And I think they will have another quick hook when it comes to Kingsley Suamataia. They will have another one. If he struggles in that first game in Brazil, and he is struggling again heading into the second game against the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that you know has a really good pass rush, I would not be shocked if he gets once again sent to the land of misfit toys. They got $21 million right now just sitting on the bench. They got $21 million just watching the games. They are looking for a reason to put him into the game. So I'm not telling you that Kingsley's going to work. I'm not telling you it's not going to work. It is very early on, and let's see. I'm saying is he's the only person fighting for his job. Everybody else, you know exactly what their role is. I know how their team's going to work. We've been watching this team now for 2 consecutive years. We all know how it's going to work. I also know that when you spend a first-round pick on a left tackle and you've been playing him since day one, he also ain't the one that's moving. You've made that pretty clear. Especially when you had an option of starting somebody else there who played left tackle last year in the league, and you've never given him reps over there at left tackle, but you have given him rep at Kingsley's job. Kingsley is the only person right now fighting for a job. So let's see how it works. But you got to be better than this, because having a 28, when we're talking about a pass blocking grade, that's Patrick Mahomes getting hurt. And they obviously are not going to have that. All right, Rob, we're off early today, right? Royals and Rangers. The Royals really need this game. They really, really do. They got Michael Wacha on the hill. The Royals have played much better baseball of late. They have averaged 5.2 runs since the All-Star break. They are 16-11 since the All-Star break. We got Vern up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Catch you guys. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.